There's a famous Meiser with the Belzer Rebbe. I guess it was Leal Pesach. And there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, biblical mitzvah, mitzvah min haTorah, to eat matzah the night of Pesach, and a rabbinical mitzvah, bizman hazeh amarer. And then afterwards, there's a zechu v'mikdash kehillel, so we make a korach sandwich. So it's a whole debate, when do you say it? Is it a hefsik? Do you say it in between? Do you wait till after you eat it? And then you say it. So, I guess apparently the Belzer Rebbe said zechu v'mikdash kehillel before he ate it. And so people asked the Belzer Rebbe, whether it was at the Seder, maybe at the Tish later, what are you saying, Zeichel Lamikdash Kehillel? Isn't it a hefsek? So he's assuming hefsek. It's not a hefsek, it's a tefillah. It's like a yihiratzon. I'm sitting here on Leil Pesach Rishon, and Mehira Yibana Beis HaMikdash, between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Because the question that they ask on the question they ask is, the pasuk's talking about Pesach Sheni in Zechel Lamikdash Kehillel, not Pesach Rishon. So why is the pasuk quoting the pasuk in Bahaloscha and Pesach Sheni? So the Belzer Rebbe explained, because it's quoting the pasuk, because I wish that by Pesach Sheni the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, and then Zechel HaMikdash Kehillel will be able to bring the Korban Pesach. So that's what they say in the name of the Belzer Rebbe. So the question is, the implication of the Belzer Rebbe is that if the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, then we do have a Pesach Sheni. We have the Machlokas in the Yerushalmi, whether that's true, but the Minchas Chinuch quotes from the Gemara, the Rambam, we don't paskin that way. The Bavli paskins, the only time you have Pesach Sheni is if Rov Klai Yisrael brought the Pesach Rishon B'Tahara, then we have it. So the question is, the Belzer Rebbe seems to be going against the Gemara. So someone answered the Belzer Rebbe based on a Besha Chokhba, Rebbeir Simcha Cohen, in Parshas Pinchas. The other Besha Chokhma, it goes through the topic, and he says, of course, he knows the Gemara says that if the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, so he wants to say that if the Korban Pesach is brought, if the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, yes, of course the Gemara says there is no Pesach Sheni, that's true, but the Mesha Chokma based on Psuka Minach says, however, there's no Pesach Sheni, but it's going to be Pesach Rishon. That the Pesach Sheni is for Yechidim. When a Yachid, it's Rov Chai Yisrael bring to the B'tahara. It's only a din in Yechidim. But if no one brought a Pesach Rishon, so then there is a halacha. It's not a Pesach Sheni din. It's a halacha that we're going to keep Pesach Rishon. We're going to keep it for 7 days. In fact, that's how he explains, or that's how others explain, because as we said, the different minhagim, you say tachanunah not on Pesach Sheni. So there's one minhag among the chassidim, you don't say it for 7 days. So they give a kapi kabbalah, it's a time of hod or other things. But based on the Mesha Chokma, because it's the zechel hamikdash, and if Pesach Sheni, if the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt and we celebrate Pesach, we observe it for 7 days. So based on the Mesha Chokma, they're saying the Belzer Rebbe wasn't going against that Gemara. He wasn't saying that we're going to celebrate Pesach Sheni. Is he's praying here on Pesach Rishon, that now that I'm sitting here in Golus and there's no Beis HaMikdash, Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash, so when it comes to Pesach Sheni, I can bring a Pesach, but it'll be a Pesach Rishon, not a Pesach Sheni, and it won't just be a one-day Yantif, but it will be a seven-day Yantif. So that's how they want to explain the Bells of Rebbe, and that would also explain the Minig among the Hasidim for those who don't say Tachanun for not just the first day and second day, like the different Minhagim of eating Matzah, but they do it, they don't say Tachanun for 7 days.